Hachette Audio presents Rosewater, the Wormwood Trilogy, Book 1, written by Tade Thompson, read by Bio Batamosi.
Chapter 1, Rosewater. Opening Day 2066, now. I'm at the Integrity Bank job for 40 minutes before the anxiety kicks in. It's how I usually start my day. This time, it's because of a wedding and a final exam, though not my wedding and not my exam. In my seat by the window, I can see but not hear the city. This high above Rosewater, everything seems orderly. Blocks, roads, streets, traffic curving sluggishly around the dome. I can even see the cathedral from here. The window is to my left, and I am at one end of an oval table with four other contractors. We are on the 15th floor, the top. A skylight is open above us, 3 foot square, a security grid being the only thing between us and the morning sky. Blue with flecks of white cloud. No blazing sun yet, but that will come later. The climate in the room is controlled despite the open skylight, a waste of energy for which Integrity Bank is fined weekly. They are willing to take the expense. Next to me on the right, Bola yawns. She's pregnant and gets very tired these days. She also eats a lot, but I suppose that's to be expected. I've known her 2 years, and she has been pregnant in each of them. I do not fully understand pregnancy. I am an only child, and I never grew up around pets or livestock. My education was peripatetic. Biology was never a strong interest, except for microbiology, which I had to master later. I tried to relax and concentrate on the bank customers. The wedding anxiety comes again. Rising from the center of the table is a holographic teleprompter. It consists of random swirls of light right now, but within a few minutes it will come alive with text. There is a room adjacent to ours in which the night shift is winding down. "I hear they read Duma last night," says Bola. She's just making conversation. It is irrelevant what the other shift reads. I smile and say nothing. The wedding, I sense, is due in 3 months. The bride has put on a few pounds and does not know if she should alter the dress or get liposuction. Bola is prettier when she is pregnant.
60 seconds, says a voice on the tannoy.
I take a sip of water from the tumbler on the table. The other contractors are new. They don't dress formally like Bola and me. They wear tank tops and t-shirts and metal in their hair. They have phone implants. I hate implants of all kinds. I have one. Standard locator with no add-ons. Boring, really, but my employer demands it. The exam anxiety dies down before I can isolate and explore the source. Fine by me. The bits of metal these young ones have in their hair come from plane crashes. Lagos, Abuja, Jos, Kano, and all points in between. There have been downed aircraft on every domestic route in Nigeria since the early 2000s. They wear bits of fuselage as protective charms. Bola catches me staring at her and winks. Now she opens her snack, a few wraps of cold moi moi, the orange bean curds nested in leaves, the old style. I look away.
"Go," says the tannoy.
The text of Plato's Republic scrolls slowly and steadily in ghostly holographic figures on the cylindrical display. I start to read, as do the others, some silently, others out loud. We enter the Xenosphere and set up the bank's firewall. I feel the familiar brief dizziness. The text eddies and becomes transparent. Every day, about 500 customers carry out financial transactions at these premises. And every night, staffers make deals around the world, making this a 24-hour job. Wild sensitives probe and...